The 49-year-old physician who works at the university's Center for Bioethics says he's dismayed by senators who don't understand science issues such as global warming and nuclear waste disposal. Miles says his background as a scientist and healthcare expert would serve him well in the Senate and set him apart from the other announced DFL candidate, former U.S. Attorney David Lillehawk.
There are very few physicians, senior experts, and scientists in the U.S. Senate. There are a lot of lawyers. And I really, truly believe that part of the concept of a citizen legislature is to draw on the breadth of skills that are present in the citizenry.
Senator Ron Grams is not a lawyer. He's a former broadcaster. Other DFLers considering Senate bids are 2nd District Congressman David Mingy, State Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe, and Attorney Michael Cerisi, who represented the state against tobacco companies. Miles says his campaign will stress universal health care, access to higher education, and saving Social Security. He says Congress should make a commitment to provide health insurance for all Americans and then decide how to achieve it. He says back in 1993, universal health care advocates made the mistake of getting bogged down in debate over how to provide it.
And I think one of the problems in that Clinton debate was that we put all the policy talk first and the people couldn't figure out what we were talking about, and so they got snookered. You know, there was Harry and Louise sitting in their living room, and meanwhile now, probably Harry and Louise both lost their insurance, and we've had all this happy talk meanwhile about how the unregulated market was going to insure everybody.
Miles doesn't support the single-payer system used in Canada. He backs Germany's method, which allows citizens to enroll in sickness funds for life, supported by tax dollars. The only elected official currently supporting Miles' candidacy is DFL State Representative Lee Greenfield of Minneapolis, who says Miles was one of the few doctors who, from the beginning, supported Minnesota Care, the state's subsidized health insurance program for the working poor.
Steve was out front on all of it. He was one of the people who helped teach legislators about the health care system. Somebody I count on for knowledge and consulting, and somebody I have a great deal of respect for.
But Greenfield acknowledged Miles is not well known among the general public and must work to increase his name recognition. Even the newly elected chair of the Minnesota Republican Party said he hadn't heard of Miles before he announced his candidacy. Ron Ebensteiner says he's not worried about Miles or any other DFLers challenging Rod Grams.
We really don't have any concern about how many Democrats line up. I know one thing, that we Republicans are firmly united behind Rod. We think Senator Grams is in good shape. We're going to throw as much resources at his reelection as possible. And I think in the end result, he will do very well.
Although Democrats clearly consider Grams vulnerable, Ebensteiner says Grams and his conservative policies are popular. Miles says he'll probably have to raise $7 million to campaign against Grams, and the other announced DFL candidate, David Lillehawk, plans to raise $3 to $4 million. The Reform Party is also gunning for Graham's seat. Party leaders have been trying to recruit a high-profile Senate candidate, and Minneapolis businessman James Gibson has already announced his plans to challenge Graham's as a reformer. I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.